Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. For many home-based entrepreneurs, network marketing offers an opportunity to work whenever, wherever, and with whomever they want, liberating the entrepreneur from the constraints of corporate life.
But to be successful, one must maximize the amount of time developing new business contacts.
As a business expands, everyday details such as organizing events and scheduling can sap an entrepreneur's resources and limit growth.
In the book, Honey, You Got This, Technology Made Easy for Network Marketers, entrepreneurs Jennifer Turnage and Megan Sumrell provide a manual for mastering the ins and outs of network marketing.
So for any entrepreneur who has missed a sale because they failed to follow up, warmed up a prospect only to lose them to a competitor, or had people on their list that they never even approached, Jennifer Turnage has the answers today.
So greetings, Jennifer Turnage. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast and say hello to our audience.
Hello, I'm excited to be here today.
Thanks for coming on our show.
So you're connecting in from North Carolina.
Yes, on the coast in beautiful Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah, I heard good things. Like sometimes North Carolina can get kind of hot inland. I was down in the Carolinas for military training runs. But when you're on the water, it's really nice. I mean, it got breezes and by the ocean. I hear a lot of great things about it.
It's wonderful. I grew up in North Carolina, started in kind of the middle of the state, and gradually worked my way to the water. I love it.
There are a lot of people in California do that. They move as close to the water as they
can. Yeah, there's something about it.
So before delving into network marketing, let's learn more about you. Jennifer, you are co-founder of My Beehive, a woman-owned software company. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yes, so My Beehive is a little over 1 year old, and our name is unique. It is spelled M-Y-B-E-E-H-Y-V-E, and we were founded really out of a need for technology for our own businesses.
Oh, okay, so the software development, you basically came across technological needs you had with a computer, and you developed the software to meet that demand.
Yes. So my background is in the technology industry. Wow. Started out on the finance side, kind of in the corporate world. So did the whole corporate thing with PricewaterhouseCoopers, then joined a startup software company, and ended up working with about 8 different software companies in kind of the CFO and the COO role, helping raise capital, grow the company, sell the company, and start over again. So one of those times where I sold a company and it was my time to start over again, I realized I was ready to just get out of the corporate world. I'd been working really hard for a lot of years. I loved what I did. I loved the people. It was just a lot of work. And so I launched a network marketing company and did that through one of my good friends that I met at a software company. So I was on the finance and operations side. She was on the technical side of QA software development and testing. And so we were talking to each other and we said, where are the tools for our network marketing businesses? And we went out and looked for them. And what we really found is there was just a really big gap in terms of technology for people who work in the field, who work for themselves. There are great big corporate CRM systems. There's a lot of right. mass marketing systems, but there really wasn't anything for that solopreneur. And so we decided to create that company, and that's how My Beehive was founded.
Well, I'll be careful. Some international conglomerate might try to now gobble you up for $1 billion, but I bet you'd take that billion. I hear some, yeah, it's just incredible. People develop software. Next thing you know, wow, they're up in the Aspens. But hey, that's a great story. You see that a lot with people taking experiences and context they've had out in the corporate world, and they leverage those into a new area, your own software company, and being an entrepreneur with that. Well, you know, Jennifer, great story, but let's get started by defining network marketing. You know, just briefly, what exactly is network marketing?
So network marketing is also known as direct sales. It might be known as MLM. But to me, I think of it as person-to-person sales based on relationships and based on your network. So it's all about the people that you know, the people you connect with, and the people that you're able to serve in your life on a very personal one-on-one basis.
That's a good way to look at it. You know, a lot of times it you know, doesn't have the best of reputations with some people, particularly when you call it, you know, MLM, but you got to remember it's fundamental. It's direct sales. It's something that's been going on, you know, since the beginning of time. It is a legitimate business model. Unlike anything, it's, you know, it's how you go about doing it. You know, the company you choose, the, you know, the ethics and integrity that you have. And it's just as viable as any business out there.
Absolutely. I think of it often, I'll describe it in some ways as a virtual franchise and a business in a box. It's where you're able to become an entrepreneur without having to design a product, without having to invest hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in setup. All of those things are provided for you, and it's up to you to really get that product in the hands of people that you can serve.
Yeah, you brought up probably one of the most competitive aspects of it is it does have lower costs of entry than other businesses. So it's a, you know, it's a great way to get started or to, you know, build a career full or part-time with it. Well, before we go on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, the Downline Builders Network, DBN. The DBN company helps build your network marketing downline 100% automated. Free postcards and hot leads each month. Pre-enroll now to lock in your position. For more information, call 866-722-5363 or visit mailpostcardsfromhome.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Jennifer, why is technology so important for network marketing? And what are different categories of technology that can help entrepreneurs and startups advance their businesses?
That is a great question. I think technology is important because when you use the right technology in your business, you're able to save time, you're able to save money, so you're going to be more efficient, and you're going to be more profitable. And in the end, when we're running, whether it's a home-based business, you know, or a broader business with employees, whatever it might be, you're in business to earn a profit. So you don't want to spend all of your time on things that are not really helping improve that bottom line and growing your business. So particularly technology that can automate what I call non-income producing activities is wonderful and then help you use your time more effectively so you're talking to more people.
Yeah, you know, you hit that balance of any business. It's, you know, it's back office versus selling. And every business owner, particularly home-based business owners, you're all a salesperson. So the more that you can free yourself up to do that sales and automate the tech, you know, automate the back office products. And that's kind of the way you look at technology and your products. It helps with that automation.
It is. So it's like on one hand, I think about you have the kind of working on your business, what I call it. And then you have the working in your business. And you want to be working in your business. That's how you're out there getting customers, serving your customers, generating revenue. So anything you can do to be working on your business needs to be controlled. It needs to be efficient and effective so you can spend your time working in your business, being out there generating revenue. And I think the biggest thing that we've seen in the market is that even though we're talking about home-based businesses, for many of us, that's the freedom to work anywhere. Mm-hmm. And being able to work from your mobile phone. And so I'm meeting more and more people who run their business entirely from their mobile phone. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can do that is technology. You need great technology that is designed to be used out and about from a mobile phone.
Phonepreneurs. We've just created a new word. But that's a good point. I like that on versus in. That, you know, that's a good way of looking at it. You know, Jennifer, social media is a huge marketing tool for all businesses these days. Jennifer, what are some of the ways network marketers can advance their business by successfully using different social media channels?
Well, I completely agree. Social media is a great way to market your business and to build your personal brand. And the best advice that I ever received that I really try to follow is to focus on one social media channel first and master that one. And really learn about what are the different channels out there, what are the demographics. Find the one that has your people. start there and master that. So be consistent with your message, be consistent with your branding, be professional. And then only once you've mastered one do you look to add others. I think as entrepreneurs, we often get what I've heard called shiny object syndrome. We see the next thing and we're like, oh, we need to go do that. Social media is really, really an area to be careful about that. Do what you're doing right, master it before you take on the next one. And social media is an area that is changing every single day. There's a lot of changes right now, even particularly on Facebook. So what we recommend is that I've never claimed to be a social media expert. There are people that are experts in each of the different platforms and channels. So find someone that you connect with, find someone who you like to follow, learn from that person, follow them to stay current.
As part of mastering that social media channel, is that, spending the time on it to put a lot of, you know, regular posting and get content up? Do you consider that part of the mastery? Because that's one of the things I've heard is that, you know, one of the challenges is talking with other entrepreneurs, it's the amount of time that's required to, right, you know, feed content. So is that kind of also a way of, yes, looking at this, that if you only have so much time, you want to keep those, you want to keep that time focused on the best social media channels so that you put regular good content up?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great point. You need to be as efficient as you can with your time on social media, because when you think about it, your time, it's marketing time. Hopefully it will result in leads, but you're not actually talking to people. So you're not actually working in your business. So you need to be really efficient and focus on quality rather than quantity. And there are some great tools out there that can help you maybe sit down and prepare your posts for the week all at one time and schedule them to go out in the future, so you're not having to pick up and put down projects throughout your day.
Now, network marketing means networking, and that means getting out and networking. Jennifer, to help us reach this goal, how does one create a mobile office?
So when you think about your mobile office, I call it my office in a bag, and that is that bag that I just can easily grab when I know that I'm going to an event, I know that I'm going to be working at a coffee shop, or maybe I'm going to be traveling and expect to be meeting people along the way. So I keep my bag stocked with things like product samples. I have a brochure. I have an order form. I keep a notebook, a pen, headset, an extra charger for my phone. And then I know that when I leave in the morning, all I have to do is throw my laptop in there and I am ready to go. I don't have to think about what do I need to have with me.
You have a granola bar?
I have a bottle. I do. I have snacks and I have water.
All right. Kid too. Well, you know, every business, yes, owner has to slay that email dragon. Network marketing is no different. Jennifer, you know, what's your, you know, email control advice for a network marketer?
I think the first thing is to separate your business email and your personal email. Then just manage your time. So don't keep your email open all day. Sometimes I even turn off the notifications on my phone so that I can focus without the distraction of email. I always say if something is really important, someone can call me. They can text me. Do not keep your email open all day. And I also recommend using filters in your email so that messages that maybe you don't need to see on a regular basis can go into certain folders. Maybe things that you know you're going to want to act on immediately are highlighted as important. And use some of the tools available in your email platform to kind of be a virtual assistant so that when you do open up your email, you know exactly what you need to go to and act on it quickly and clean out the rest.
You know, as far as using email, can it be part of that prospecting process? Can it really link in with network marketing, lead generation and all, or does that really need to be more through, phone calls and personal interactions? I've heard different things about emails and network marketing.
I think of email as a marketing tool. It's a great way to send out information to a lot of people. I think of it as really as one-way communication. Okay. You're going to stay in front of people. Maybe it's a newsletter, maybe it's a new product announcement, maybe it's an event invitation. It's really pushing information out to people that will then trigger that conversation. in the end, you want to have that conversation. So be as efficient as possible getting the information out. But really, I think where the magic happens in a lot of times is when you're on one-on-one, whether it's face-to-face, whether it's on the phone, whether it's in Zoom. So use your email to drive that conversation, set up that meeting. I don't recommend using email if something needs to be a dialogue with a back and forth. I think all of us have been stuck in those emails.
Yeah, go on forever.
Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone. just nip it in the bud.
No, but I find that email marketing is still an effective way to get your message in front of your contacts. Keep your leads warm. Keep them engaged. It doesn't take a lot of your time, but it just keeps you fresh in front of the minds of your prospects.
Now, Jennifer, network marketing also means networking events. What is your advice for managing in-person and virtual events, with virtual events becoming more and more popular?
Yes, so I think both events are well, but yeah, as we think about our networks and having the people that you know live in your hometown versus anywhere else in the world. So I use a mix of both in-person events and virtual events in my business. And often you can now even leverage the two. So you might be hosting a live event, but you could do something on Facebook Live to share that with people virtually. Virtual event platforms, though, are a great way to help other people launch their businesses, maybe to share new product information, because you can create your posts in advance, have those scheduled to automatically post in the event so that you can spend your time engaging with people rather than typing up your next post. And then you can also then share those with other people. So for example, I use a platform called SenseShare, and that allows me to schedule my own posts, and then I can share those posts with another member of my team. And so you're able to just duplicate efforts very, very quickly, and again, save time.
Get that leverage. Well, Jennifer, in getting better at network marketing, do you have any final points on collaboration?
Yeah, I think in terms of collaborating, you think about how you want to share information with your prospects, your team members, other people in your business. Great things that I've found include some private Facebook groups is a great way to keep people engaged. But I'm a big fan of Google Drive for sharing files. Mm. So Google Drive is free. There's some huge potential for storage. So you can go and create folders. All the commonly used documents that your customers might want to access, your team members may want to access, you can put in folders, grant that person access, and you're not having to send a bunch of emails with attachments and trying to remember what information to share. Again, it's back to that, kind of create it once and then just easily tag other people with that information, add them to the group, add them to the folder, and they're up and running.
Technology equals automation.
Jennifer Turnage, this has been an informative interview on using technology to master network marketing. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
I definitely appreciate your time today. This has been a lot of fun. Anyone who wants to learn more can download our book, Honey, You Got This, on Amazon or the My Beehive app. And again, that's spelled MYBEEHYBE. And we're in both the Apple and the Google Play stores.
Jennifer Turnage, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thanks for having me today.
To learn more about Jennifer Turnage and her company and her book, Honey, You Got This, Technology Made Easy for Network Marketers, visit www.mybeehyve.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.